the drinking game, whatever the word is, whenever the word gets said, everybody drinks, and I go in the drink.
Yes! Nice. the drinking word is call. Oh, I just said it! Oh, and he's got to go in the water.
I'll have you know it is 47 degrees, and this pool is not heated, as you will probably know by the changes in my voice.
Shrinkage.
Maximum shrinkage.
Oh. That sucks. I will go up to my deck. Oh, I hate you all. Especially because that was my idea.
Oh my gosh, maximum shrinkage.
All right.
The upside is I can't move my legs, so you know, I should be able to do a lot of lunges.
Jim, I have another Skype address for you. To try out for Hobie.
Oh, maybe I had the wrong one, huh? I've been calling somebody that wasn't him. That would be hilarious.
Other Hobie call.
Oh, boy. Sorry, other Hobie call. Why the hell is this guy calling me? Okay, let's see, hold on. How do we, you sent that. Oh, yeah, that was not the, that's not the one I had.
That's not what we're using.
I'm sorry, whoever Hobie, the other Hobie was. Crap, I had a contact.
No, that was also Hobie.
There's, Levy County.
Oh, okay.
Is our video not working?
Yeah, no, video's working.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, Todd.
You guys are so demanding tonight.
Hey, Todd. I'm really glad that we got to call you tonight.
Oh, I did it!
There you go. You got some video. Oh.
I said it like three times. Call.
It's video. There he goes.
You found Spartan Radio, a production of the Rad Racing Network.
Welcome to Spartan Nation, and thanks for tuning in to Spartan Radio, show number 19, recorded the 1st of November, 2011. I am your host, Jim Collison, broadcasting live from the Average Guy Tot TV studios here in a chilly and snowy, very, very soon, Bellevue, Nebraska. And we, of course, are live on live stream each week at radracing.org/live. On Spartan Radio, we look at the latest races, both past and present, cover your stories and tweeted questions. We watch Todd get out of the pool and experience shrinkage and talk about nutrition for racing, basically everything and anything Spartan. If you're not listening live, you can join us each week on Tuesday nights. That's tonight, 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Central, and 10 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or subscribe to the show and get it automatically on your iPod, iPad, iPhone, or any Android device over at radracing.org. All right, we've had a crazy evening trying to put everything together. We've got Todd in the background doing lunges and jumping in the pool whenever we say the word call.
Not diabolical.
I may note to our listeners, the ambient temperature is now down to 46 degrees. I don't know what the is, but it's close.
That, of course, is Todd Selleck, and he is now joining us weekly and doing the just crazy stunts. That's what impresses me most is he's got this Bluetooth, I think it's Bluetooth headset that he's been using, and he takes it everywhere to be a part of the show. So Todd, welcome to Spartan Radio.
I think he's frozen. He's like crashed. Literally,
he's
not
like
not the video, but like he's physically frozen.
He's standing in front of a heater.
Doing is lifting my laptop off of my shoes because there's a puddle forming under it.
I hope water has not gotten to his electronics. All right, with us again tonight, and joining us each week, of course, is Maria. Maria, how are you this evening?
I am well this evening. How are you, Jim?
I am doing well. You were out early and in chat, so we'll tell folks as well. All if right. You join us about an hour before the show starts, the chat gets rolling, and if you want to talk to other Spartans out there, you can do that in chat. My only request, don't come out and spam us in chat. You will get banned for life. Okay. Also with us this evening, of course, is the wonderful and the beautiful Carrie Adams. Carrie, how are you?
Oh, that was nice.
You're just sitting there with a cup of coffee, and you're looking great.
Oh, I just came from the gym, and I'm tired. It's been a long day, but I'm doing good, and I'm glad to be here, and I'm super, super, super excited Hobie's with us, because he's awesome.
Hobie is indeed. Carrie, why don't you take a second and introduce him?
I will. Okay, so I actually met Hobie last year at Temecula, which was the very, very first Spartan race that I ever did, and I came as an athlete. I didn't come as person that worked for Spartan, and I met Hobie. We were both in this video they were making about overcoming obstacles, and I remember walking in the clubhouse, and it was the coldest day that SoCal had had in like 200 years or something crazy like that, and everybody's like kind of, you know, bummed about the weather, and I was a little bit like, oh, I didn't have the shoes I wanted on, and I wasn't dressed well, so it's kind of crabby. And I come in, and there's this like amazing, you know, bounding energy guy running around, and I'm like, who is that? And this other guy there was like, oh, that's Hobie. He's like a really great athlete. I knew nothing at the time of Spartan Race or any of that, and remember talking to you, and your brother was there. I met your brother Forrest, and it was great. We did the shoot, and then all of a sudden, like, the race is over, and Hobie had killed it, and that was the start of his amazing season. So that long-winded introduction, Hobie Call is with us tonight, and he is very much our reigning Spartan champion of multitudes of our races. So we'll get to talk about that in more detail. But welcome to our little family.
Thank you very much.
So we actually, and I'm going to get my notes up here. We have a couple of things that we need to go over before we kind of jump into the interview portion of the call. First of all, I did make a note today in several groups that I was going to be releasing some really important information for anyone doing the hurricane heat in Malibu and anyone doing the hurricane heat in Texas. We are requiring gear similar to what we do for our death race. And so I'm releasing one item for each race tonight. Once we say it, you're never going to hear it again. When we do the actual broadcast, it's not going to be included. So this is the one time to hear it. So for Malibu, you're going to need a... And for Texas, you're going to need... So those are one item for each race, and we won't be telling you what those are again, and you're not going to know what all the gear is for until we actually get there, and you are asked to utilize it at some point in time.
So, Carrie, are you saying that just the 43 people that are listening right now are the only ones who are going to know that?
That is true. That is correct. Wow.
And I'm going to actually bleep that out on the recorded version so the folks can't hear it. Is that right?
That is right. We're not going to let you hear it.
There you go. Yeah. Tell your friends and neighbors.
So can we get some maniacal laughter?
The fact I've already done 100 lunges.
And Todd has done 100 lunges.
Todd is in 46 degree weather. Hey, Todd.
Yeah.
Call. our drinking game word of the night is call. As you know, we drink all kinds of stuff. I'm drinking coffee, but Todd's actually going into the drink every time we use our drinking game word, which is actually call.
If I might point out, you know, I think it's going to come up considering that Hobie Call is online enough in conversation without you having to blatantly just, you know, pull it out of context.
You
like
love
you
it.
A break.
You did. You needed it. It's an ice bath. You need it.
Yeah, I'm going to take care of you.
So a couple things just to point out before we start. The Hurricane Heat video dropped yesterday, and to give Todd a major shout out, it's a really awesome video. It definitely captures the spirit of what we're trying to accomplish with that heat. So check it out on SpartanRace.tv. It's a great, great video. We're going to put it in the show notes, but check it out. It'll be posted on Facebook later as well. We have two races left in the season for 2011. We have Malibu and Texas. Malibu's registration does go up tomorrow, so this is kind of a big deal. You might want to check it out. We're almost sold out. And then registration closes on the 16th, and rates go up again on that day. So there is an Armed Forces and student discount. Just be mindful of that when you register. And there's a great hotel deal. The Sheridan Hills Hotel has a deal going, and they have a shuttle taking you on site, which is going to save you some cash too. So check it out. Competitive heat was moved up to 8 and 8:30 because all the waves are selling out and the sun's going down. So be mindful of that. If you are being affected by that, you have received an email by now. So just to let everybody know. Texas, which is our cash prize heat, which we'll be talking to Hobie about here in a little bit. That registration goes up November 16th. That race is on December 3rd in Glen Rose. And that registration closes on the 30th. We do have a wild card for getting into the cash prize heat. We're going to include that link in the show notes. But if you want to chase down 10 grand top female, 10 grand top male, definitely get in on it. Although you're going to need to bring your A game because Hobie will be there. And he's been exceptional this season. So that's kind of our housekeeping. Last week, we did have a great show. We are excited to have Todd running on the treadmill for 9 miles, and we did meet some of our friends from Go Ruck and got to talk to them. And so there will be, in our Texas event as well, some Go Ruckers at our Hurricane Heat and then a Go Ruck Heat itself on race day. So really cool stuff with them. They've been awesome. We've had a really great time getting to know them, and that will only get better. So awesome stuff there. So that's all my housekeeping things that I needed to cover. Mario, do you have anything else? Do you have anything to... you just look sad.
Any Twitter
other
things,
than Mark? Well, I am sad because I can't make it to the Texas race, to the Texas Hurricane Heat, and I really wanted to go, but I can't. And as far as Twitter, I put out a tweet earlier this morning about people sending their workout regimens to us, and there's some interesting ones coming in that I'm gonna be retweeting. So stay tuned on the Twitter front.
How do they, nice. Mari, how do they, I know everybody in the world knows this, but in case they don't, how do they find you on Twitter?
If you want to find Spartan Race on Twitter, it is Spartan_race. That's a Twitter handle, @Spartan_race.
And is the new software installed? Are you dynamic Twitter now?
It's not dynamic Twitter, I have a conference call next week with a Twitter person to see what kind of dynamic Twitter we can set up for Spartan Race.
All right. How many followers are out there doing that?
We've got almost 13,000.
Okay. And you don't have to call any of them or anything like that, right? I mean, works through Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Back to you, Carrie.
All right, no, I'm just wanted, Mario looked sad, and Sherry has fun things to say, so yeah, I wanted to see what she was up to. So we have lots and lots and lots that we can talk to Hobie about. He is absolutely an amazing athlete in person, and you know, like I said, I first met him back in Temecula last February, but he's got a really impressive background, and I'll let him talk about it. But a 2:16 marathoner, holds a world record in lunges for a mile. Just some awesome.
Todd
is challenging that tonight. But Hobie, welcome. But certainly, can you tell us a little bit about like your athletic background? Because you've been running for a very, very long time. I believe you ran your first marathon at quite a young age.
Yeah, I tried my first marathon when I was 9. I didn't finish. I think I was a little sick from eating too many donuts the night before. That was my dad's way of carbo loading. He just let me free rein on him, so that didn't work very well. But yeah, I tried again when I was 13, or maybe 14, 13 or 14. And so yeah, I've been at it. I've definitely have a strange career. I've been known to disappear for 2 years at a time without doing any races, and then disappearing and going off and lunging a mile and that kind of fun stuff. So it's been an interesting career for sure.
So can you talk about your Olympic trials? Because I know and from that video we did in Temecula, it wasn't a great race day for you. You were sick. There were some things going on. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, that was a disappointing day, I tell you. Yeah, I put everything I had into it. I mean, I ran a 2:16 marathon to qualify for it at high altitude. So I was pretty excited. I thought, you know, if all goes really, really well, I may just make it into the Olympics. It would have been a little bit of a stretch, but I think I had the possibility. But yeah, I got to the race, and I don't know, for even reasons I don't even know, still, it was not my day. It's just one of those days where nothing goes right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know one of my favorite Spartan videos, from Spartan Race TV was the one of you in Miami where you were talking about kind of believing in this and having this dream as an athlete and being able to kind of rediscover that again with Spartan Race. I don't even think I know the whole story behind how you found Spartan Race and what brought you to Temecula that day. But can you talk about that?
Yeah, it's quite the story. I've been going at it since I was 10 years old, and I'm 34 now, so 24 years, you know, that's no short amount of time. And, you know, I was to that point where I was finally ready to say, you know, I've done all I can do. I'm not going to get any better. And I was like, I'll race this year, do a few marathons, and I'm retiring. You know, I mean, I'd come to that point where it really was getting to that. And then someone had Facebooked the Spartan race to my wife, the race in Utah. She was like, you should look at this. And I saw a picture of some girl crawling under some barbed wire all muddy. And I was like, yeah, no thanks. Not interested. So I just kind of ignored it. But then for some reason, I came back to it. I'm like, well, I'll look into it. Who knows? You know, so I look into it and I'm all, that seems a little interesting, I guess. And for some reason, I don't know why, I just kept looking and searching and somehow came across that there was a $100,000 reward for anyone who could come win all the races. And, you know, of course, that caught my eye. I'm like, well, shoot, I thought to myself, I'll be better at these races than I am road racing. You know, I've got that upper body stamina most runners don't have. And I might just be able to pull off something like that. So I talked to my wife and we decided, let's go for it. Go down to California and see what happens. So that's what we did.
And you destroyed it that day. Like, destroyed it. I remember asking somebody afterwards, like, whatever happened? Like, because I finished quite a bit behind you. And I was like, whatever happened? They're like, oh, yeah, you totally won. And then from there, you've had this amazing season with the races. And the number of races that you've done and done injured. I mean, you went to Austin and I know was it a bad ankle in Austin? But I mean, you've constantly been struggling with, you know, getting injuries. These races are not, especially when you're racing them at the intensity and the speed you are, they're not easy on your body.
No, they're definitely not. I mean, if I just let myself slow down a little, I probably wouldn't get hurt so often. But yeah, I've had a bad ankle, a bad back, a bad hamstring. Just trying to stay healthy has been pretty tough, but I guess what's helped more than anything is the races are so exciting, so you never lose that drive and excitement for it.
So what so far, what's been, I mean, you've been, so Temecula, Austin, I'm trying to think of what the other races would be, Miami, obviously, Staten Island, Pennsylvania, Chicago, and now, you know, we're going into Malibu and there's been others in there, but what's kind of been, have there been any memorable races? I know Utah was probably a pretty special one.
You know, they all are in one way or another. You know, California just being the first time I've ever done a race like this. I mean, it was the first time I felt like a kid in years out there racing. It was so much fun. No road race has ever gotten those feelings out of me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that what made that race exciting. And then Arizona, when you actually show up to a race and people actually know you, that made that race interesting. And, you know, I mean, just getting to travel. I've never been back east except for to New York once when I was just a young kid, you know. So just getting to travel across the country has been awesome. You know, and like in Georgia and Boston, I actually stayed with some people. I just went on Facebook looking for a place to stay. You know, they came, pick me up at the airport, take care of me, bring me back to the airport. I mean, like everything. And just getting to know local people in their local hometowns. It's been exciting. It's been a lot of fun.
Do you have a favorite, like a favorite obstacle on the course? Is there anything that you really like?
The tougher, the better. I love the bucket brigades. Those are usually pretty hard. You know, yeah. Like the sandbag carry at the Beast was awesome.
Oh, I started going on in.
I thought this is just going to go around the building. It looked like the flags were going to go around the building. I was like, well, that's kind of lame, you know. And then they take you up the mountainside. I'm like, this is awesome. You know, I mean, if it's the tougher it is, the more I enjoy it.
I have to tell you that Maria is the only other person I've ever heard other than you say they like the hills. But you really like the hills. You're really speedy on that. Like, people ask me all the time, like, what's the secret? And from what I can tell, like, you don't slow down. Like, even people get to obstacles and sort of take a breather, and you transition so quickly through them. Like, it's amazing to watch. Is there anything that you don't like that when you see it coming, you're like, oh no, not that?
Water, usually.
Really?
I grew up in Wyoming, and the water's always freezing in Wyoming, so I always avoided it, being a skinny
cold
guy.
Yeah, water really sucks.
Hey, Todd, call.
Oh,
his legs probably need a cool break anyways. He's been lunging for a while.
He needs a break.
Todd, you'll be
happy to know, Todd, lunges are one of my big secrets, because I actually don't really train heels. So that I'm strong on them could seem rather odd, but it's my lunging that makes me strong on the uphills.
Oh, Todd.
Todd, when you get back from your dip into the pool, start and stop your video for me. You can take a short break and then get back to your lunges. Hobie, how many lunges do you do them every day, every other day? You got a you know, a regimen for them? Is that something you just add to every workout?
I do them with every running workout. Yeah, I'll run. I'll lunge with 80 pounds on, then 30 pounds on, then some without lunge or without any weight. So not a huge distance on a couple of days, but my endurance workout, I lunge close to a mile or half a mile. Sorry.
And
half a mile.
During the workout, before, after, I mean, how do you kind of mix it in?
Yeah, during the workout, yeah, I mixed in with my running. It's kind of like intervals, except for instead of taking rest breaks, you take lunge breaks. But I'm really going to come out with a video, and I'll be able to show all of you exactly what I do and how it works.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, because some of the most popular things that we've posted about you have been from you. You've made like these awesome videos, but you're making one more of a produced video. Can you talk about that?
I'd love to. Yeah, all throughout the whole year, people keep asking, you know, how do you train? Everybody wants to know the secrets, you know, and because my training is very unique, I don't know of anyone who trains how I do. And I finally decided, you know, I better just make a video to let people know. You know, it's hard to explain it in 5 minutes while you're talking to them. So right. I'll come out with a video and let everybody know how I train.
So can you give us a little sneak peek of, you know, some of the things that you're going to talk about, just so people kind of know what to expect?
Yeah, I mean, I'll of course have an introduction explaining how things going to be. I'm going to go over my nutrition, some of my best nutrition secrets. I've got a warm up, very unique.
I remember the warm up.
Yeah, you saw it. You've seen it.
I've seen it.
It's quite a unique warm up. My warm up doesn't actually include any running, and I have reasons for that. And so, but anyway, I'll be able to explain why my warm up is the way it is. And then I'm going to show my speed workout and my endurance workout and an upper body workout, plus my bonus rock upper body workout, my infamous rock workout.
Oh, your rock video is awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be one geared more towards these regular Spartan races instead of the death race. So it's got the rock, but it's different. So it should be exciting to watch.
Awesome.
So yeah, I'll get a little bit of everything I do in there.
So we actually have some... Awesome. We have some questions in the chat, actually. You know, you just touched on how you're going to create a video where you're going to cover a little bit of nutrition. And do you have anything you'd like to share with the people in chat? Because they have been asking, you know, what secrets do you have? Or would you like to kind of whet the appetite for your video with regard to nutrition?
You know, honestly, I'll probably put my my main nutrition things on YouTube before I even come out with the video, possibly. But it definitely includes protein drinks, lots of wheatgrass, you know, raw honey, good things like that. But it's mostly my protein wheatgrass drinks. But I might throw in my famous chocolate recipe, too, since everybody I show loves it. And,
Sorry, did you say chocolate?
Chocolate.
Oh, sure, you said chocolate.
I have the world's best chocolate. It's going to be famous. And it's actually good for you, too.
My ears just like perked up, and I was like, what?
Is that something you put together yourself? I mean, from scratch?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I kind of started with a regular chocolate icing recipe, and I just added all good, healthy ingredients and then a few extras in there, too. And you know, you'll be surprised. It tastes delicious and good for you at the same time.
That's music to my ears.
We like that. Yeah. We like the healthy side. So you did mention the death race. We saw your death race effort. I was there. It was one of the most valiant things I think I've ever seen. We had a conversation shortly before, and the first thing you said to me was, "Everything I'm about to tell you is a contradiction, Carrie." just so you know, like I have to win this race. Like and just so that people understand. So the death race, which most people are familiar with, is a race that 99.9% of the people show up just with the hopes of finishing. They just want to get through it. They want to be able to accomplish what's asked of them. But Hobie was the only one there that was being asked, or you know, basically per the way that the prize money worked, he had to win the race. So he wasn't coming just to finish. He had to come to win. And so that is a complete type of pressure that nobody would want to have on their shoulders for that race. And I saw you so many times and you were so positive and you were helping people and you know, despite all of that, you were in such great spirits. And as a person who's been around that race and seen it and who's doing it this June, that was really inspiring for me, because not only were you there having to be very concerned with your own performance, but you were never at any point in time acting that way. And certainly when you made the choice to leave the race, it's a different situation than how most people are, because your decision was predicated on the fact that you had the rest of the season to get through. And if you didn't win, like, that was the whole point of you being there. So what did you think of that race, being from this whole other world? You know, how did that race stack up against all of the things that you've done with Spartan and just racing in general?
The death race was phenomenal. I absolutely loved it. I mean, so many people afterward was like, there goes $100,000. You know, how can he not be just pissed off as can be, you know? And I guess that's a good question. You know, I mean, it was. When I dropped out, there went $100,000. You know, but I don't know. It's not about the money. It really isn't. If it was about the money, I really would have quit 15, 20 years ago, you know? It's become bigger than that a long time ago. So, I mean, it was just so enjoyable to be there. I mean, I was freezing most of the time, and that was awful tough. But, you know, just being there, being able to help people, I mean, you know, spending one or two extra minutes to help somebody just keeps you excited and going all the stronger. You're not going to lose a race because of a couple minutes in a race like that. I don't know. The experiences were phenomenal, and I'm glad I did it. Even though it took me out of that 100,000, which, you know, I probably could have won without it, I'm still glad I was there. It was a great experience.
Well, and coming off of that event, you went to Utah. The first event after the death race was in your home state and in your backyard, and some really great stuff was that race. Your wife Irene ran, and your son Hawk ran the kids race and won. He actually won that race, which is really cool. And I saw you in Chicago. It's so neat how supportive you are of all the different, like, you don't just come and do your heat and leave. Like, you stayed, you were taking pictures of the kids, you get really involved in it, which is really awesome. But can you talk about Utah and that? I loved that Spartan Race video, by the way. Like, so cool. But can you talk a little bit about that and what made that special?
It was just special to have my whole family there. You know, just kind of a little side note almost on my son. You know, people ask me, you know, how do I train to do a race? How do I train to do a race? You know, the main thing I tell them is go out and do a race, and then you'll know. And it'll inspire, it'll get you to want to train for a race. You know, motivation is people's biggest problem usually, just the motivation to do something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my son, he's talking about, oh, do I want to be a runner? Do I want to be a runner? And ever since he did that race in Utah, now he wants to be a Spartan runner, you know, and he's training hard every day, and it created the motivation, you know. So I tell people, get out there and race, and then you'll be motivated to train because you'll know how exciting it was. So that's just a little side note on my son there. But, you know, at the awards ceremony, I cried. I had tears coming down. I was trying to hide it the best I could. But I got emotional, you know. My kid, it was a big deal for my kids to lose their new TV, you know. It was the only TV we've ever bought in our life that wasn't a cheap $20 giveaway one given to us, you know. So when I had to sell that TV, they were a little bit upset about that, and understandably so. You know,
and
when
you sold that TV to get to which race was that for? Was that for Texas?
Yeah.
Okay. So you sold your TV to get to Texas. Okay, and then in Utah, what happened at that?
So in Utah, the Spartan race, after winning the race, got us a TV, a huge 55-inch TV, and of course my kids are just thrilled as can be now. So, I mean, it was exciting. It was exciting just to see how excited they were. It was great.
That's cool. Yeah, we had a question, Maria. Did we get a question in Twitter? You're muted, Maria. Best facial expression ever.
I put out all of our personal Twitter accounts so that we get a lot of questions and loving, because you can never have too much loving. But I just got tweeted, If you're taking questions, what does Hobie do for recovery?
Oh, yes. Please tell me what you do for recovery. And don't tell me ice bath.
Ice baths are great, but not during your workout. Sorry about that. Yeah, well, you'll get all my great secrets on recovery in the DVD when I come out with it. But nutrition. nutrition is huge. It's far more important than just about anybody realizes. That plays a huge role. And then proper rest, you know, you got to get your sleep at night. And, you know, people talk about working out, recovering from your workouts is more important than your workout is, really. So you gotta know how much time your body needs before you could go do another hard workout.
I had a friend tell me one time who's he's big into CrossFit, and I believe it. I believe it myself too, that he doesn't believe you can overtrain, but you can very easily under recover. And I completely have seen that as well. And I think that's great. So your video, tell us, when can we expect to see it? How do we get our hands on it? Todd's pretty much desperate for it right now. So tell us all the details so we know where we can find it.
December 3rd is when we're planning on coming out with it. We plan to have him at the race December 3rd in Texas. And we'll probably get an account set up where you can pre-order them online some one way or another.
Okay.
But yeah, Texas 3rd, December 3rd, that's the plan.
Awesome. No, that's odd. Well, and we'll definitely let people know where, if you've got an online site, we'll make sure to let them know where that's at. So speaking of December 3rd, our Texas race, there is this cash prize heat. So there is this opportunity for $10,000 to go home with you that day. What are you thinking going into Texas? I mean, granted, I know we have Malibu first and all of that, but what are you thinking about for Texas?
Same thing I think about every race. Go out there and do my best. You know, I mean, a little more excitement, but other than that, you don't do anything different. Doing something different is what's gonna mess you up.
Well, and the Texas race, I mean, Texas is pretty flat. Relatively speaking, for some of our other races, it is a super distance, so it's gonna be 8-ish miles, and from what I understand, there will be some water. There will definitely be some water, but Mike Morris is designing that course, and Mike always does a pretty cool job of finding as much hilly terrain as the venues afford. So I'm sure he'll have some fun stuff for you. Is there anything that, like, for, have you thought at all going ahead into 2012? Are you still gonna continue with the racing? Like, what are you thinking about after Texas, or are you even thinking about that yet?
Yes, I plan to race next year. Probably not all the Spartan races, I'm sure there's going to be even more next year than there was this year. But yes, I'll be out at most of them probably, and probably found out just a little bit, maybe a few Tough Mudders. But we're working on maybe creating a Spartan Elite racing team. So we would go to the Tough Mudders and whatnot as a team and put on a show. So, yep, I'll be out there next year for sure.
So yeah, we talked about this Elite racing team, and we don't have to go into too much detail tonight. But Spartan, as people know, contrary to you know, some other events in endurance racing or in endurance events out there and challenges, we are very unapologetically a race. We do have the Hurricane Heat, which is a new addition to our lineup, which is completely not based on any kind of racing. It's very much about team building. It's about getting it done and that kind of thing. But we've got amazing athletes, and we also have people that come out that just want to have a good time and get through it. But for those that are stronger athletes, we're building this team that can go and not just promote athletics, but really promote, you know, excellence in this emerging sport. And what we do in obstacle racing is an emerging sport. And I can't think of a better person to be leading a team like that than you. I'm really excited that we're doing that. And hopefully we'll have more news on that soon and can let people know what that's going to be like. But yeah, I'm pretty excited for 2012. And hopefully you'll join us for some Hurricane Heats too, because that's been a pretty fun evolution since we had Amesbury, and lots of really cool stuff will be happening in Malibu and Texas with that. So we look forward to that. I saw you actually in Chicago the night before you were on the course and right before we got started, and I abused a bullhorn with all of the all of the poor people that had to listen to me, and And so yeah, well, hopefully we can get you out to some of those even to watch, because they're pretty fun. And poor Todd is, did we lose Todd, Jim?
No, I can see him, but having trouble getting him out completely on the feet. He is still doing lunges though.
Why do I never see Todd? See you.
It's
I actually can't see you guys right now either.
Yeah, start and stop your video again for me, because we do want to see Todd. You've just been a lunging machine.
And Hobie, we should tell you that last week when Todd was running, he called you out while he was on the treadmill stating that he was coming for you because he was going to puke. He was like, I'm going to puke on you. I'm coming for you, Hobie.
I hit a 16:45 5K.
It was
on a treadmill.
It was rather entertaining, but yeah, we're that. So when you aren't out killing Spartan race courses with your ridiculously fastness, what do you like to do? What do you do outside of that?
Wait a minute,
I forgot. I just realized you said I called him out, so I guess.
Get in the water, Todd.
See that? That's integrity right there.
We hear the water, too. That's fantastic.
Yes, this is real water, live to you on radio.
don't let him fool you. It's a heated pool.
It is very much not a heated pool.
I did not see any steam coming up off of it, and it's a pretty chilly night, so I'm sure it is not heated. And everyone in the hotel...
I actually breaststroke across the pool once here.
He is going to electrocute himself. I'm just saying.
I know. Todd, please take care of yourself.
Absolutely. Hobie, go ahead with that question.
What was that question again? I forgot.
What do you do outside when you're not training and racing and doing all that? Yeah, what do you time. Like to do?
Well, you know, I've got 5 kids. They can keep me pretty busy. But honestly, as far as hobbies goes, this is it. This is my life. I keep plenty busy with this.
I bet. What do your kids and your wife is amazing, by the way. She did the Beast also and finished very, very well. She's a formidable athlete herself and great attitude. You guys truly are two of the coolest people and we're so excited that you come do some of your races with us. So what do they think of all this? What are your kids have seen this evolve over the course of the year and what do they think?
They're loving it. They're having a great time, and they're excited. They get to come to both of the next 2 races, so you'll be seeing them there.
So you mentioned that Hawk kind of is getting more into running now. Are any of them completely like my 9-year-old does 5Ks and things, but she's like, that's running's not really my thing, Mom. Are any of them kind of not going that way?
Oh, you know, one of my boys likes soccer more, and my girl's not really sure what she likes to do, but she's still a great runner. And then my 2 younger kids haven't really, they're just too young to really know what they like. But yeah, we'll see. I don't try to push people into doing something they don't want to do.
And do they like nutrition wise? Do you guys have a pretty I have a clean kitchen, so my kids, other than Cheetos. Oh my gosh! I can't take the Cheetos away. But outside of that, they have a pretty clean kitchen. Do you guys do that with yours too?
Oh, I sure tried to a few years ago, but it seems the harder you push, the more resistance you get. So I don't worry about it too much. I try to make sure they get a little bit of what they need, and then just kind of let Irene take care of the rest of it.
I'll tell you one of the things that I do with mine is I hide baby food in their stuff. So they don't know they're getting I'll put spinach in the spaghetti sauce and stuff like that where they don't know. And then I feel really good about tricking my kids into eating healthy. And I giggle maniacally at the kitchen table as I watch them eat their spinach and knowing all the while that's the kind of mom I am. So we have the 2 races left. 2012 is coming. It's been an epic year. When you look back on all the things you've done and all the things you've accomplished, there's so many people that just, and I can tell you because Mari and I do a lot of the stats for Spartan, you are easily the most searched thing out there for us. People just love following what you're doing. They love hearing your stories. What's this year been like for you as you start to wind it down? What are your thoughts?
Oh, it's been awesome. I've absolutely loved it and had a great year, but I'll tell you, it's just the beginning. We're going to have even more fun next year.
do you see, like, do you see the sport evolving? Like, what, as an athlete and as someone who's really excelling in this, what, where do you kind of see this going? Like, what do you think the capacity is for obstacle racing?
This is the wave of the future. Road racing has had its day. This is going to take over easily. It's going to be, I mean, thousands upon thousands of people are getting into this every month. I mean, it's huge, and we're going to make it as it's exciting, because we get to write the rules. We get to decide how it goes. So I'm excited. I need to, you know, get some sponsors, get some good money going, and there's some fun, exciting things we can do with it.
So are there any obstacles? Like, have you see, my 4-year-old's in on the action now. Are there anything, like, any obstacles that you think we should add that we're missing? I always love to hear feedback from people, like, why don't you have something that throws knives at us while we run across the field, or, you know, things like that. Is there anything that if you were to, no, she's headless. Is there anything that you would you'd want to see on the course one of these days?
I'm not really sure. You know, I mean, you think of a lot of things that sound exciting, but when you really look into the idea, it's just not feasible. I mean, you do got to do something that the masses can at least survive, and, you know, it has to be safe and all of that. So you got to be careful. There's a lot of fun ideas that sound great, but when you really look at it, they're just not going to work. I don't know. Just
sand ropes.
I mean, things like sand ropes. Yeah, it sounds great, but who knows? Not real feasible.
Well, I remember in Temecula coming around the corner and seeing the spear throw, and I literally said out loud, "Are you kidding me? Like, I have to throw an actual spear?" And then even the Rubik's cube. I was like, "You've got to be kidding me!" Like, I, in all the races I'd done, I was like completely thrown, and it was the coolest thing because it was so unexpected. And even at the Beast, I remember, and I was at the start line with Maria and a few others, and I was just like, I don't even know. Like, everything, you go, and regardless of how you train, you just kind of have to show up and do it. And I think that's my favorite thing about it, is that you prepare as best you can. You train, you take care of your body, you push yourself. But on race day, even if you've done, you know, all the sprints or all the supers, and you know this better than anyone, every race has its own unique, sorry, this is just playing with my hair. Every race has its own unique something to it that just makes it, you never run the same race twice. And that's something that, you know, we're really, really excited about being able to give people. And so we're looking forward to 2012 too. I think there's 31 race dates in 2012. So Sparta is growing. The empire is spreading out, and we're going to be in some new venues in 2012, Pacific Northwest, Colorado. So there's some really exciting stuff that's going to happen. So we're looking forward to all of it. And I'm being booed right now. Are there, Maria, did we have any other questions in the chat? I think at one point someone asked if some of your movements look like yoga, if you were into yoga. I'm a big yoga person, so.
You know, I've never taken any yoga classes, but in my warm up, you'll see a lot of moves that, yeah, definitely look like a lot of yoga moves. It's kind of mixed in with calisthenics and plyometrics and, you know, a lot of dynamic exercises. It's uniquely intermixed with each other.
Awesome. Well, and so if people want to find out more about you, there's been some awesome articles out there. Your website, hobiecall.com, has some really great stuff, and there's a lot of those articles are actually there. Is that the best place to direct people?
Yeah, it's a great spot. We've got everything I've done almost on there, all the articles, all the videos, everything's posted on there.
I just put the URL for your website into the chat. I was actually checking out your website just now, and it's like, it's pretty awesome. It's an actual, like, really great resource. There's a tab for workouts, nutrition, past achievements. It's, you know, it's really great. So I encourage everyone in chat and listening later to visit www.hobiecall.com. It's going to be a great resource for you.
What's that address again?
www.hobiecall.com.
Zod, you're a good start.
Are we taking bets on how many lunges I do and guess who gets a hurricane heat?
Yeah, let's do that. So, chat, I know at one point, Todd, you were up to 300, but
yeah,
if you want to make it, you've been keeping track, right?
I am, and I'm pretty well past that number.
Okay. So if you want to take, if you're out there in chat and you want to take a guess at what he will finish at, I will write those down and we'll award a winner at the end. That's always fun. Hobie, you ran a 2:16 marathon and you did the beast. Which one was harder?
Oh, the beast, definitely. But it was five times more fun at the same time.
Five times more fun. The beast was five times more fun.
Is it
because it breaks it up for you? I mean, it's not the, in the marathons that I've run, you know, it's just an hour. It's hours of just the same repetitive, you know, running. Does the beast kind of break that up? Although I know you guys spent hours on those rocks as well.
Definitely breaks it up. I mean, yeah, in any road race, marathon, 5K, 10K, you know, you're out on the road, you're running, you know, 99.9% how the race is going to be before you even get there.
Yeah.
You know, every footstep's the same. You know where you're going to start sprinting, all that good stuff, you know. Right. These obstacle races, you know, you get out there, you get to run uphill, downhill, off-road, trails, just bushwhacking it. Then all of a sudden they throw in all these crazy obstacles too. I mean, way, way more exciting and thrilling to run.
Carrie was talking about the spear, you know, when she got to the spear throwing event and she kind of caught her off guard by surprise. Anything that you've done in a Spartan race that you got there and said, are you freaking kidding me?
Well, go to my brother's YouTube page, 7777 Frosty, and watch my Temecula race.
Okay.
And you'll know I'm thinking that when I throw this spear. It was a sad, sad, sad sight. But yeah, the Rubik's Cube threw me off in the first race also. And at first I was like, what? Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous, you know? But then after I finished the race, I realized, I mean, it was genius. It really was. I mean, that's right at the point in a race where in a road race, you know, you hit a certain spot in the race where you get to turn your mind off and just sprint to the finish line. Right. You know, so all of a sudden you don't have to think anymore. No more worrying about how bad your pain hurts and all that. You just sprint to hit the finish line, you know. And I hit that point just before I hit the Rubik's Cube. I'm like, all right, I'm there. I started sprinting. I'm going all out. And I don't even see the Rubik's Cube. I notice there's a table, but I'm not paying any attention. All of a sudden people start yelling at me to stop. I'm like, well, you know, I got to turn my brain off for a sec. What are you talking about, you know? I look over there, zero Rubik's Cube. You got to solve a Rubik's Cube. I was just like, what? You know? So all of a sudden, I got to stop running, turn my mind back on, start working my hands all meticulously, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm breathing all out, you know, it was the craziest thing. And then all of a sudden, take off sprinting again. It was really cool, though, at the same time.
Well, I remember, like, I'm looking at the guy, and I'm like, really? What's the punishment? And he was like, 30 burpees. I was like, here's your cube. I'm doing the burpees.
Yeah, me too. I've never felt a Rubik's Cube in my life. I wouldn't be able
like,
to do
I
it.
I can't. I was like, I can't. I can't even do this right now. And he just kind of laughed, and I did the burpees and moved on. But yeah, I was so just everything about that race was so beautiful to me. I mean, that's really what inspired me to come work for the company was like, wow, this is so different. This is so completely different. And I think when people come out and try it, they find that out and they realize like, this is really fun. Like I had a conversation with somebody about it today where they're like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that. And I had the same reaction you did. Like when my friend told me about the race in Temecula, I was like, that sounds horrible. Like, why would I want to go do that? Why would I want to get hurt? And then I got there and it was one of the most beautiful courses I loved. I mean, that morning it was like snowing in the mountains. I mean, it was crazy. But it was a beautiful race. And I was, after that, I was like, yep, this is what I want to do. This is so much more fun.
Oh yeah. There's a huge misconception about how these races are. You know, you just, your first glance at it, people get the whole wrong impression. You know, a lot of people get scared off by it, but they're catching on quick because everybody who does the race absolutely loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people are catching on to that. They're like, you know what? Everybody who did it loves it. There must be something great about it. So then they do it and they love it. So
didn't you tell me there was only like one person you'd ever talk to and all the people you talked to that was like, nope, not for me. Just
there was
one
person. I've been to 13 races, I think, this year, 14 races, something like that. And one person, I remember it was at New York. There's one person was just like, you know what? That wasn't even fun. I didn't enjoy it. thanks, but no thanks, you know. Of all the tens of thousands of people I've met and seen and witnessed, you know, one person is all I've seen that actually really didn't like it.
So there's this burpee challenge that's going on. Can you talk about that? Oh, it's Todd talking.
Todd's trying to talk, or he's in and out. Todd, how are your legs feeling at this point?
Hey, Todd, call.
They're pretty well.
He thinks we can hear him, but he really can't.
is there a burpee challenge going or something? I saw in which was hilarious in Staten Island, by the way, the three people going under the barbed wire. That whole race was fun to me. But is there a burpee challenge or something going on right now?
Yeah, I had the barbed wire challenge once. I had the burpee challenge in Chicago. I haven't decided exactly what I'm going to do for this next race, but yes, there will be a Hobie challenge and another $100 reward for whoever wins it. So I'll be coming out with that pretty quick here, but you know what it's going to be.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Go ahead, Mark.
Sorry.
Oh, go ahead, Mark.
There's another question in the chat. She Sandy wants to know who inspires you.
You know, honestly, people coming up to me at the races and saying, you know, talking to me and saying, you know, I'm here because of you. I watched your videos, heard your story, and that inspired me to come out here and do it. And I did. And they're just so excited they did it. You know, those moments inspire me more than anything else does. Just knowing that I've inspired someone else to get out there and do it.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And have there been any stories that people have shared with you over the course of these last several months that have really stuck with you or have really resonated with you?
It's hard. My mind doesn't work well enough to remember good specifics, but there are some good ones. There's some people who are, I mean, it's life changing for them. I mean, it's not just mm-hmm. a race that they enjoy. It's changed their life. You know, getting out here and doing this is just something so different for them. It builds their confidence. You know, something, give them something to live for. As strange as that may sound, you know.
Now I love and so many of the videos, like I said, that Miami video was one of my favorite. I think it really gave us such a great insight into what this racing means to you. And your family has been very involved too. Your brother's come to several events, and it's really, you know, the race that we put on is very family friendly, you know, despite the challenge that it represents and presents to people and this sort of really tough kind of badass exterior. At the end of the day, it's really a family event. It's a culture that we're trying to promote of health and well-being and pushing yourself and challenging yourself. And it's been neat to see you evolve through the months and do all of these races and perform so well. It's been really cool. So we're very grateful to have you as part of our family and are glad to hear you're going to continue on, and we're going to build this awesome team and do some fun stuff with it. So all very, very cool stuff. And Todd, how are you hanging in there, man?
I just got back onto the call there. I was having a little video trouble. I'm into the many hundreds of lunges. And admittedly, one of the reasons I'm able to continue doing lunges is because every time I stand upright, I kind of start to fall over again. And then I have to throw my foot out, catch myself. So I'm on autopilot now.
Todd, it's been an hour. I want to ask you if you'll stop, because I do want to chat with you for a second about the Hurricane Heat video. Okay. Because that video, I'm not going to lie, I got a little teary-eyed last night. And it wasn't just because of, at the 30-second mark, my piercing, shrill voice is heard ordering people around with buckets.
You're just crying because you have your own bullhorn now and you're so excited.
I do. I have Todd sent me, for those of you, Texas and Malibu, like you've been warned, like, and I can download music into it. So Spice Girls, like, we're going to have some really, really great stuff. That's going to, it's Siren. It's my children are horrified with you. Like they'll never forgive you. But, I do want to talk a little bit about that. It's like a 3-minute video. But you talk a little bit about kind of your experience, and it's really cool, and I'm glad that it was made, and I'm glad that you got to be the person talking about it. And as much as I am incapable of having a conversation with anyone without being funny or sarcastic, truly it was a really neat that video had so much of your words in it, because I think what you said and how you said it very much encapsulates what it is we're trying to accomplish with that experience, which is so unique to what our event is. And it very much brings together the spirit of the death race, which is where our company was born, this idea of not being able to expect or prepare for what's going to be thrown at you, and utilizing things you're instructed to bring with you with the gear list. It encapsulates the things that we accomplish with, you know, the obstacle race of getting it done and running, but having these obstacles put in front of you that you have to get past. And then this element of teamwork, which so many people come to our race and they run as teams because there's something really powerful in that. And I don't think it dilutes what you accomplish as an individual when you run alongside a friend, a coworker, someone in the family, that kind of thing. And you spoke to that really beautifully. So thank you for that. And I got a little, it was a little mist, a little few little tears. So what, can you just say again, like kind of reiterate, like what it means to you to be a part of that hurricane heat?
It's, you know, you saw the video. I mean, I don't want to repeat myself too badly, but, you know, I was in the Army for 10 years and there's bonds that form there, that are very difficult to replicate in civilian life. And since I got out of the Army 5 years ago, I've actually really missed it and almost been going through withdrawal. And I thought it would get easier over the years. And actually it's gotten harder. I really miss it. Miss the depending on other people and working with each other. And the hurricane heat sort of brought that back for me and put me back in that element in a positive way, not in like a flashback scary way. Yeah. But, you know, it really,
as he's nice freezing to death.
Yeah. It's nice we don't shoot at you guys. That's not part of part of the model.
We're still coming up with plans for next year. So
it's true. You know. It's true. It's all on the table.
But, it was an incredible experience for me. It was kind of a thing to put together. You know, I hadn't really planned on doing Staten Island, but you guys put out the thing with the trifecta, and that just really appealed to me. So I was trying to get a super and a sprint in to go with my beast. So I went to that one. The hurricane heat was a kind of a surprise event, and through whatever, I think they said it was because I was tallest, I got chosen to be my team's captain, and really, really just fell into and embraced the role, and really just enjoyed not worrying about myself for the race and not having to focus or be introspective at all, but just really focusing on everybody around me and getting them through it. And in so doing, getting me through it. Cause as you know, I'm not in great shape, but,
despite the hours of lunges and the 9 miles in an hour, like we've talked about this.
Well, as you know, it comes right back to what I was just talking about. I'm able to push myself harder for others. You know, whether it be a viewing audience on Spartan Radio or my team in a hurricane heat, that's where I draw my inspiration from is trying to really push through with other people. And so the hurricane heat has really brought that home for me and brought a level of racing like Hobie was talking about earlier, where obstacle racing is to road racing. You know, the hurricane heat is the obstacle racing. It's just another level above, another place to take yourself where you haven't been. And I just really enjoy it, embrace it. And I really, you know, as I said before, I want to, you know, thank Spartan Racing for, you know, allowing me the opportunity to do that and be part of it. And, you know, that interview was, you know, really special for me too, because now I finally have something to show all my friends and family that think I'm crazy and, have no idea what I'm doing. You know, that there are thousands of other people that do this and, you know, as we talked about earlier, no one, well, with the exception of one who has done it, has not, you know, been a better person for it and wants to do it again. And so, you know, the hurricane heat is all of that and then some.
Well, and there will be a hurricane heat in every venue in 2012. We're working out the logistics of it right now. Mike Morris and Nick Moore and Russell Cohen are amazing course directors and race directors are helping us do that. And it's not an easy thing to do because it's a totally new component. So those three are really, really showing up and doing awesome stuff for us, and we're very grateful. So details are going to come out as we get the logistics coordinated and as we determine all those things. And Malibu's next. It's going to be an early morning heat, 7 a.m. On the course. We're not going to be able to spend as much time on the course itself because the competitive heat kicks off at 8, so we'll be off by then. But we have other really fun things planned. So don't worry, you'll still get a full hurricane heat experience. And then in Texas, we're going to have a pretty cool event as well. And our new friends from the Go Ruck Challenge are going to be a part of that as well. So we're really excited about that. And hopefully we can talk Kobe into hanging out with us in 2012 and doing some heats with us. Because it's going to be a pretty cool time. And we're going to have them at like I said, every event that we have. So cool stuff. Lots of good stuff tonight. Lots of great stuff. So any other questions,
Todd, go get yourself a towel. You earned
it.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah, I'm actually starting to shiver because I have the lunges. But I got to, you know, so are we calling this the final tally? Are you guys ready for the number?
Yeah.
I'm ready, yes.
Just had a few out there, but go ahead and tell us how many you did.
676.
Nice. So that
nicely done, Todd.
Hobie, you're the expert. What kind of numbers are that? Are they pretty good?
I'm sure he's going to be feeling it tomorrow.
I'm feeling it now.
Six obstacle racers in chat had 632. Great. Obstacle racers, 632. I think that's the closest. Somebody else had 775. That was a little ambitious, but yeah. Obstacle racers.
Well, I could have made it, but Carrie interrupted me.
Yeah, it's okay. You did a great job. Nice job, Todd. I like this, Carrie, I like this element of the show. I like this kind of, you know, it's not man on the street. It's a man doing something stupid.
Yeah. I saw the other day, this, like, Todd's doing our stupid human tricks. Like, he's our...
Yeah.
If I may put in a plug real quick. Earlier this week, Carrie sent me a tweet in the middle of nowhere that told me to grab something heavy and do hill repeats for 20 minutes. Now, I was in an airport, and I had a 61-pound suitcase, so I hooked it onto my shoulders and went up and down a triple flight of stairs for 20 minutes.
And sent me video.
So as part of a, if I may plug my own Twitter account now, it's Sergeant Sedlak, all one word, and if you keep your eye out, you may find that every now and then Carrie makes me do something awful, and I will do it.
And Mark Webb, who is in the live stream right now, also does my bidding. I'm just mean. I made him do burpees before a date, and I felt bad about it. I didn't feel bad about it. That's a lie. I'm smiling as I say it, so you know I don't mean that. But yeah, it's been kind of this funny. My kids can tell you that my personality is quite commanding, and so it's nice to be able to bring that to my job as well. I do want to say one thing. I promised I would do this today. We've told folks in new markets that if we can get 1,000 people to sign up for those markets, that we will bring a race approach today by the group in the Midwest that's trying to get a race to Indiana. And they are trying to get a race to Indiana. And I said I would plug in and I would mention it. There is a Facebook page. I believe it's and Nolan, you're going to have to hook me up with the link right now, or get, it's like Corn Fed, something like that.
I think I can get it for you.
Okay, Maria's on it. But yeah, it's amazing to see. We've got another one, Corn Fed Spartans. Thank you very much. So check that out. If you want to see us come to Indiana, we got to have 1,000 people that are willing to, because it's quite an operation when we need to come in and set up shop. So also, there's a page about Hawaii. There's Pacific Northwest. We're coming in June. So huge things are happening, and so it just proves if you want it, if you build it, we will come. Is that what they say?
That's what they say.
If you build it, they will come.
If you build it, they will come.
No, in this case, if they come, we will build it.
Absolutely.
So, Carrie, you're asking him to just basically start a fan page on Facebook and get 1,000 people to like it, and
It's not just getting 1,000 to like it. We've got to get sign-ups. Like, we've got to have 1,000 that would actually come race, because don't necessarily translate. So we need to make sure that happens. But we want to come to new markets. We want to bring this race to as many people as possible. That's really why we're in this business. And so show us that you've got a demand, and we will be there with bells on. Actually, Todd will have bells on. I'll tell him to put bells on. I'm drunk with power. Let's be honest.
You are. It's
but
beautiful.
Yeah, I it was really fun. Mark Webb, he is such a great sport. I mean, the people that have been a part of the Hurricane Heat and just the friends I've made through this whole process has been life changing. But those guys are so fun. I mean, they just have a great sense of humor about it. And even today, when I said we're going to announce on Spartan Radio one of the gear items, everyone was like, "Oh, come on! We can't believe you're doing that!" And it was pretty fun. So, and yes, go Rex Spartan. I can overhead squat my kids. I fireman carry my 9-year-old regularly. So yes, it will happen. No worries. But yeah, so we talked about a lot tonight. And I don't use my 4-year-old. My 4-year-old's only 44 pounds. I ran up hills on a hill last week with my 44-year-old, by the way, because I did.
It's true. And they were sexy heels.
They were wicked platform. Those heels were redonkulous. And so I'm just giving myself a little shout out there because it's pretty bananas. But no, I'll make my 9-year-old come down. She's horrified. I pick her up from school with my sandbag from time to time, and she is so embarrassed. And she's, you know, her friends think it's cool. She, on the other hand, won't talk to me, and she walks like 20 yards ahead of me, and you know, looking back over her shoulder, like, oh, I can't believe you're doing this to me. She's far too cool. Far too cool for me.
All right, Carrie, we're out of time.
We are
out of time. Let me wrap this. Hobie, again, thank you for coming out to Spartan Radio tonight and being a part of this. It's a big deal to have you on the show.
It is a big deal. I was nervous. I was like, what if I screw? And I know you pretty well. I see you all the time. And I was like, oh my gosh, I really hope this is good. So thank you so much for coming on. And as we get more details about your video, we'll be sure to get them out there and make sure people know. And it's going to be quite popular. I myself might buy up all of them so that no one knows your secrets but me.
Buy them all up.
So thanks for coming on, Todd. You're a rock star. I can't
believe it. Yeah, nice job, Todd. I'm going to look forward to every week figuring out what to do for you.
I don't think we can go out without one more shot in the drink. So to Hobie Call, thank you for having me. So
here he goes.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me on.
As Todd takes his dip into the pool, I'll remind you we do this show live each and every week, and we've got some video over at radracing.org/live. You can join us, and you could see Todd do this. If you're listening to the recorded version of it, that means you're not listening live. You can join us on Tuesday nights, 7 Pacific, 8 or 9 Central, 10 Eastern. I don't know why that messes me up when I say that.
I know,
but
every time.
I know. But I'll get it right. And we have all the links over there to automatically download that to your iPod or Android device so you can listen to it during the week. And then on the weekends, we post the live video out for your consumption. So you can join all those things, including the show notes, over at radracing.org. That'll do it for this week on Spartan Radio. Everybody have a great week, and we'll see you back here next Tuesday. Good night.
Good night.
Bye. 9-1-1 was asking if we have a page. I'm wondering what kind of Jay Nolan.
Like
what,
for Spartan Radio?
What kind
we
of page?
One. We should have one.
You have on. Well, we could make one on Facebook. I just didn't know if we wanted to mix that up. We'd really like folks to come over they can come over and make a comment on the radracing.org page.
Yes, come to Rad Racing, you guys. Yeah. Rad Racing is the place to be. It's true. Everyone's doing it. Peer pressure.
Everybody's doing it.
Anybody is doing it.
The other thing that we're doing is I'm doing some live blogging on Facebook during the show. So if you're listening and you want to pop over there and make comments on what's going on in the show in real time, you can do that. Respond to my comments, make up your own, whatever you want to do. And that kind of captures some of those moments we do in the show. So it's kind of cool.
So Maria's signing off.
She's got to go. You know what? There was no good Mario moments tonight. I'm not sure what I'm going to do for bloopers at the end of the show.
See, last week.
Mario moments are good moments.
You outdid yourself last week, though, because last week you did, like, the burpees, and that was, like, epic. I mean, that was big.
That's true. Am I going to have to...
Just so you guys know, too, next week, Joe DeSena is joining us on the show live.
Awesome.
It's going to take, like, cat wranglers, and there may be, like, I may have to, you know,
he's
have a...
He's going to be late, for sure.
Oh, no, I don't think he'll be late. I just think he'll be Joe, so we're going to have to be
we're
a little...
We're all going
to
be working out. Wear your workout clothes, Jim. Seriously. No joke.
Like, we're going to be ordered burpees. Yeah, it's going to be bad. Like,
don't worry. He'll have to take a half-hour phone call, so you get to take a break.
So true.
Oh,
hey, everybody. Say hi to Linda. She's been very kind to me. She's making me a new room key since I locked myself out of mine, and I'm freezing to death in the lobby.
Is there a hot tub here? Why are you out?
Is there a hot tub here?
No hot tub.
Oh, fail.